This program was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. Your presenter is Father Frank J. McNulty, STD. A priest for more than 60 years, Father McNulty received his Doctorate of Sacred Theology from the Catholic University of America. He taught moral and pastoral theology for 18 years at the Immaculate Conception Seminary School of Theology at Seton Hall University. In 1979, he was appointed as the first Vicar of Priests of the Archdiocese of Newark when Pope John Paul II came to the United States in 1987. Father McNulty was chosen by the National Council of Catholic Bishops to address him on behalf of the nation's priests. Impressed by his gentle persuasion, Peter Jennings named him Person of the Week, and Unico named him Citizen of the Year. Having served several different parishes throughout his career, Father McNulty holds parish missions, retreats, and workshops throughout the country. He is the author of the books Invitation to Greatness, published by Dimension in 1974, Should You Ever Feel Guilty, published by Paulist Press in 1978, and Preaching Better, Paulist, 1985. In 1988, he received the National Federation of Priests' Councils President's Award.
Introduction. I'm happy to be part of this venture, and my prayer is that it will succeed and you will profit from it. I'd like to start it all with what I think of as a retreat prayer. So try to compose yourself now. I know some of you are driving in cars and doing other things, but just for this moment, see if you could concentrate on opening up your heart and mind to the good Lord, to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, replace the tension within us with holy relaxation. Replace the turbulence within us with a sacred calm. Replace the anxiety within us with a quiet confidence. Replace the fear within us with a strong faith. Replace any bitterness within us with the sweetness of grace. Replace the darkness within us with a genuine warmth. Replace the night within us with your radiant day. Replace the winter within us with your springtime. Straighten our crookedness. Fill our emptiness. Dull the edge of our pride. Sharpen our humility. And light the fire of your love in us all. Amen. I've had a wonderful priesthood. I've been in several assignments. My first assignment was a parish in Jersey City, and my last assignment was a parish in Summit. Both of them I did pastoral work, of course. In between, I taught in the seminary, did some special work for the bishop, and I was vicar for priests. So it's been an interesting and a wonderful life. When I decided I was 71, and in our diocese, you may retire at 70, and I wanted to leave administration, but stay as a priest, of course. So I told the people in the parish, I was in Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament in Roseland, New Jersey. I told the people I was going to retire, and just so that they could get used to the idea, and I could. And while I was going around doing my priestly work, that was in the back of my head, you know, that decision. Did I make the right decision? Should I have waited till I was 75? And so it was on my mind. And we had a custom of having our confirmation candidates go to a nursing home and telling them that one of us would offer Eucharist for them. They told them that I was the priest that day, and they set up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?